This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Missouri's special legislative session will finally end this week, according to Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer. He announced Friday that he will announce final adjournment, also known as sign a die, during Tuesday's technical session. Mayer says the House and Senate cannot overcome their differences on a wide-ranging economic development bill in time before the special legislative session expires on November 5th. House Speaker Stephen Tilley says he's disappointed with Mayer's decision.
Just over, four or five days ago, he was telling the press that he wanted the House to send him a bill so we could go to conference and in a public setting work out the differences. And for me, in the House, it's just another example of the Senate saying one thing and doing another.
If Mayer adjourns the Senate this week as planned, Tilley says House members won't be called back to Jefferson City and that he'll allow the special session to expire as scheduled on November 5th. Governor Jay Nixon has signed into law the only two bills passed so far during the special legislative session. First, the so-called Facebook fix removes confusing language from a new law regarding teacher-student messaging through social media and requires school districts to develop policies on communications between all school employees and students. It was sponsored by GOP Senator Jane Cunningham of Chesterfield.
All we were trying to do originally was prohibit hidden communication between staff and minor children where their parents or an appropriate staff member could not monitor it. We found that most districts already had policies that gave that kind of protection.
Governor Nixon also signed legislation designed to fund creation of science and high-tech jobs in Missouri, although the MOSIRA bill contains language blocking its implementation unless the stalled tax credit bill also passes. It's expected that a court will have the final say if the MOSIRA law can take effect separately. A former Sedalia man is among this year's winners of a prestigious White House Award for Innovative Research. The Sedalia Democrat reported that Andre Taylor is among 94 scholars nationwide picked to receive the Presidential Early Career Award for Scientists and Engineers. The 1991 graduate of Smith-Cotton High School in Sedalia is now an assistant professor of chemical engineering at Yale University. His work includes using extremely small particles known as nanomaterials for practical purposes like extending the battery life of electronic items, including efforts to double the lifespan of fuel cell devices. Taylor says that growing up in Sedalia, there were a lot of people who influenced him, including Boy Scout leaders, church members, neighbors, and, quote, a lot of good teachers. Missouri transportation officials have opened the 600th new bridge under a program to fix or replace over 800 of the state's worst bridges. The Department of Transportation says the bridge opened last week on Highway H in northwestern Missouri's DeKalb County. The agency expects to finish work on 345 bridges in 2011, if the weather allows. The entire project is on track to wrap up by the end of 2012, more than a year ahead of schedule. And finally, the St. Louis Cardinals dropped Game 4 of the World Series Sunday, losing to the Texas Rangers 4-0. The series is now tied at 2-2. Game 5 is tonight at 7:05 in Arlington, Texas. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.